morning. Praise the Lord. Bwana Yesu asifiwe. Tell the person next to you, congratulations. You know, today there is interference of our own. And finding your way here, I know it was not easy. I am sure some of you have gone through routes that are very, very unfamiliar to you, that you are not used to. We want to thank God that your desires have been met and you are here. We are also praying for those who are completely not able to come. Even as we go on with the service, have a moment of telling God to be with them and to give them peace wherever they are. Praise the Lord. I'm Cyrus Washira. The Lord is my Savior. He has continued to give me peace and to strengthen me even as I serve in his vineyard. And on behalf of my family and the extended family, we want to say thank you very much. Even as I emphasize what the session clerk has already said, that you are grateful for your prayers and your encouragement and support when you are going through the process of mourning and burying our brother, and thanking all those who accompany us to Nakuru for the burial. May God bless you. I know there was a lot last week. Several burials took place and we got involved, and we were saying, in my mother tongue we say, ikipata mapacha, wasi ya mahala, inanyonyesha yote. Kwa hivyo, last week was our week to kunyonyesha yote. But we thank God that he has seen us through. Today, as you have been told, is our day, making awareness to all of us that we have that center for boys. And we thank God that this far we have seen his hand. You have been able to support that home up to now, and we know you still have energies to go on supporting the home. Even as the numbers increases, and even as the PCNF leadership draws a strategic plan, as the chairman has said, to developing that into a school where we will be able to accommodate more race-privileged boys and even accommodate some of the locals, including girls, so that this boy will be holistic in all aspects. Our theme this year, which is running through, is keep growing up. And from it, I have drawn another small portion called to grow in the service. Called to grow in the service. Or simply called to serve. We, all of us, have been called by God to serve in his vineyard. When we think of our children's home, when we think of Tumaini, when we think of the SRC who involve themselves in working and helping the boys at Joseph Kanyede as they are being brought back to Honab Rife, as we think of all these things that we are trying to do as a church, we should remember that we have been called to serve. It is a service to God. Our theme for our Awareness Day is from the Gospel according to Saint Matthew, as the children have recited it, verse 20. That is chapter 25 and verse 40, which says, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did it for me." That is Jesus saying that whatever you do to the rest pilgrims or to those people who are in need or in problems, because when he talks about that you came to see me or you came to visit me in hospital, it is not only those who are less privileged that find themselves in hospital. Even the wearer, all of us. So it is not just targeting to that as we serve. It is to humanity. Serving humanity. And serving humanity is serving God. God has called all of us to participate in the Great Commission to his service. That it is not about myself, but others. And more to the less fortunate in our society. We have been called to do something. God does not expect us just to stay like that in our comfort zone. He expects us to wake up and do something. We are called today to come on board as PCMF and do something to the boy child. And in this case, that boy that is neglected, that boy who is an orphan, that boy who is roaming in the streets of Nairobi, that boy who has no one to care for, it is our responsibility as men. Because even we have a vernacular song that says that men are the pillars. Pillars in the church, pillars in the nation, pillars in our homes, pillars in the society. Men are the pillars. They are pillars to hold things together. When a man is not there at home, things are not together. When a man is not in the church, things are not together. It is an ordained position, not from men, but from God. It is a huge challenge when we think of these institutions that we are involving ourselves in, and today focusing on power. It is not a small matter. The strategic plan that the chairman is talking about requires a lot of finances, a lot of commitment, serious provision, giving out both our physical and mental energies for the sake of getting the results. You know, in the first reading in Numbers, we see Moses and his church in the wilderness. This church of Moses was facing a task which required similar energies as we also need today. And from this passage that we have read, Numbers chapter 13, verse 26 to 34, we see the following three things, three thoughts, as we grow in serving God. What can we do? What is it expected of us as we participate, as we involve ourselves, as we come on board with our finances, with our minds, our thoughts, our expertise in assisting our center to grow? We have three things. One, we should remember that God's promises are sure and amen. God's promises are sure and amen. It all started with the call of Abraham. When God called Abraham, when you read Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, I want to read very quickly so that we understand where all this is coming from. The genesis of it all, Genesis chapter 12 says, "The Lord had said to Abraham, 'Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.'" The call of Abraham, it begins this all because it extends even to the descendants of Abraham. And we find ourselves there. The promises of God are never dictated by the seasons that come our way. Some of the seasons that we find ourselves in may be very terrible and very tough, very hard for us to understand, but they cannot change the promises of God. They can't stop what God has purposed to do in your life as an individual, to us as a community of believers, and as members of this church. What God has promised, He will do to you, to your family, to the nation of Kenya, to this church of St. Andrews. No one can stop it. It will surely happen. You know, God promised them a land which is rich, flowing with milk and honey, a fertile land. Whatever promise God has made will come true. You may not be able to realize what God has promised you as an individual. You may at one time or another be able to see these revelations of God, that this is a promise from God. But I want to assure you, whether you are aware of the promise or not, it will come to pass. Number two, as we serve in His vineyard, God is always reminding us not to fear. God is always reminding us not to fear. According to the English Learner's Dictionary, fear is a feeling of agitation and anxiety caused by present or imminent danger. It is also a feeling of disquiet or apprehension. And many more. The synonyms of fears is panic, fright, terror, all these kinds of dangers. I have given it a small interpretation of fear. If you write fear down once, F will stand for force. Force. E will stand for evidence. A will stand for appearing. And R will stand for real. That fear is false evidence appearing real. Fear is false evidence which appears real. Something presenting itself to you as though it is real, and it leaves you confused. Whether it is true or not true, you are not able to say. It is that fear that presents itself as real. Something comes and you think it is true, but it is not true. Just as they were about to enter Canaan, At Kadesh, in the wilderness of Paran, Moses sent 12 spies, 12 men, each man representing the 12 clans of Israel. 12 of them were sent. They took 40 days to explore the land. After 40 days, they came back. And Moses gathers the whole congregation together to receive the report. This is very Presbyterian. Because when we send people to do an assignment, we always come to report, and we gather together to receive the report. And this report had two portions. One part was positive, and the other part was completely negative. The positive part was that the land is good. It is fertile. They even brought evidence, exhibits, fruits from this land. It is good, it is fertile. That was wonderful. All the 12 spies gave that portion of a positive report, that the land is good and it is fruitful. But however, 10 out of 12 gave a negative report and said, but, you know, when you give a statement and you say, but, ujue imembo mwa hiyo yoto ukumesema juu. But, the cities are fortified. The ancient cities were always surrounded with walls. And this particular city, like Jericho and others, the thickness of the wall was about 20 feet thick. And the height was about 25 feet high. And in every place around that wall, guns were stationed there. So it was well fortified, it was well guarded, it was not easy to attack such a city. So it was real. It was a real danger, it was a real challenge. It was a great difficulty. How will they attack these cities which are surrounded by such thick and high walls and guarded by armed soldiers? Number two is that the people who live there are descendants of Anak. These were people who were abnormally huge. They are like giants. And it is thought that Goliath may have come from this community. People who are abnormally huge. Do we have such people in Kenya today? Huh? Abnormally huge. Not normal. Not abnormally small like me. So it was true that there were people there who were abnormally large. And when these people compare themselves with these abnormally large people, they refer to themselves as grasshoppers. As compared to them, we are just like grasshoppers. And they gave this report to the congregation, which brought fear. And this fear led to the people refusing to embrace the gift of the promised land. You know, they forgot. You know, fear makes us forget many things. Because of this fear, the children of Israel forgot the plagues, the miracles that God did in Egypt. They forgot how God separated the Red Sea for them to have a path to pass. They forgot about the manna and the water that they were receiving in the wilderness, in the desert. They forgot the healing that God was giving them through the golden snake that had been erected. That once you are bitten by a snake and you look at that one, you got healed. They forgot God's protection day and night, God protecting them. And therefore they doubted God's power in entering Canaan because of fear. Fear is a great distractor. It brings doubt. It is the opposite of faith. So focusing on giants and fortified cities made it easier for people to forget about God's promises. Out of fear, they disobeyed God. And do you know what happened at Kadesh when they disobeyed God? Moses died there. And God cursed him that he will not see the promised land. It is at that impression of Kadesh Paran that Aaron, brother of Moses, and Miriam, sister of Moses too, died there. It is at that Kadesh that the children of Israel roamed for 40 years. That was the consequence of listening to their fears. The 40 days were converted to 40 years. Each day 1 year. When we entertain fear to us, we are entertaining death. We are entertaining stagnation. We are entertaining confusion. The Amalekites are there, yes. The Canaanites are all there. The Hittites, the Jebusites, all these enemies are with us. The huge men are with us. We are weak. We are limited. We may not have all these resources the chair is talking about and developing power. But fear should not come in that process. Peace on earth, if you entertain fear in that project will stagnate. If you entertain fear in our center, confusion will come. So you must be bold. You must wake up and say no fear, because fear will lead you to disobeying God and not doing what God is telling you to do. But my point number 3 gives you hope that God is always faithful. Praise the Lord. At Kadesh, the majority won. 10 out of 10. Because it is 10 spies who brought fear. But the 2 spies, Caleb and Joshua. Imagine Caleb and Joshua standing before this huge crowd, which is already under fear, and loudly voicing an unpopular opinion, and telling the congregation that we go and take the land. That it is possible, that let us not waste time, that it has been given to us by God. You know, when Caleb is telling them, let us go quickly. God has already given it to us. We are able. He is even telling them that those huge men, God has left them naked. They don't have the protection of God. He tries to convince the congregation that it is possible. But because of fear that the 10 spies had instilled in the congregation, Caleb and Joshua's voice were unpopular. And that was the voice of God. Praise the Lord. You know, when we calculate and equate the voice of God depending on our own standards and calculations, we always fail. And I'm encouraging the Hawa board, Wetumaini board, all these projects that we are having, the development. Even our small congregation at Kirereshwa, these are huge projects. They require a lot of finances, a lot of commitment. We will make it. We will achieve. God has already given it. But you should not fear. You should not even think about fearing. Your voice may be unpopular, but could be the voice of God. When the chorus of this prayer went up, everybody joined in. The emotions of fear made them forget what they know about God. It was true. There were giants there. These people were huge. It was true. The Amalekites were there. It was true. The Hittites, the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Canaanites. These were powerful warlike communities. This was real. It was true. The dangers, the challenges that we face day in, day out as individuals and as a church are real. But God had already given them to the Israelites. Do not fear. Do not fear. It is real. Sicknesses are there. It is real. It is real that in Kenya we are facing corruption. It is real that we are going through very tough environment economically. It is real that our businesses are coming down. It is real that our farms are not producing well. It is real that all these dangers are there. It is real. Even whatever problem is in your mind, it is real. But do not fear. Do not fear, because God is saying it is possible. When facing a tough decision to make, don't let the negatives cause you to lose sight of the positives. Do not let potential difficulties bribe you of God's power to help and to guide you. All these problems, challenges, and difficulties are there in life. Frightening situations are there. Despair will come. Tears will come. Points of giving up will come. Diseases will come. Moments of doubts will come. Moments of wishing to die will come. You will think of going back to Egypt as these men wanted to go. But God is faithful. It is all about faith in God. It is all about trusting God. At the edge of the promised land, when they were just about to take the land, almost at the breakthrough, they failed to have faith in God. It was a great loss. But I want to remind you about the four lepers during the great famine in Samaria. They were just there thrown outside at the gate. In the city, there was famine. People were dying. Outside, the armies were there waiting for them to slaughter them. But these four lepers decided to go and face the enemy. And when they were walking, God turned their weak feet into sounds of horses of war. And their enemies in their camp listened to those voices. They thought, a great army is coming to attack us. And they had run away and left behind all forms of hunger, all forms of expensive items, and there was no famine anymore.
What do you see in your situation, in your life, in your church, to Hawa, to Maini, Kireleshwa, to your children, to your wife, to your husband, to your friends? What do you see? Do you see grapes or do you see giants? Do you see the grapes from this fertile land? This grape is the faith. Or do you see giants, the death? Or do you compare yourself and say, I am just a grasshopper? Just ask your neighbor there, are you still a grasshopper? Let me conclude by saying faith is taking the first step, even when you don't see the whole staircase. Praise the Lord. Take the first step. Go to the second step, even when you cannot see the end. Because God is with you. This MF and men of this church, as we invite you for a coffee, for a breakfast, for a tea party, that day that the chairman has mentioned, come. Because we want to take it by faith. We don't need to see the whole staircase. The first few staircases we are seeing are enough. The rest is for God. Let us go at once. The Lord has given it to us. Let us go at once. The Lord has given it to us. Tutumaini, let us go at once. The Lord has given it to us. To the development, I can see a Ladirago here. Let us go at once. The Lord has given it to us. To Kereswa, let us go at once. The Lord has given it to us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.